Hallelujah. The losing streak has ended. Brandon Ingram has returned, and with it, he brought the W. Guys, welcome back to the Hoop Ball Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. Hoop-ball.com presentation, as always. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, at Lyle Swithenbank, LyleSwithenbank, as in bank, at Hoop Ball Pels is the show. Go and give us a follow if you could. Jeepers, it's happened. The rains have arrived, and the 9-game slide has ended. The Pelicans defeating the Memphis Grizzlies 112-101 in the Smoothie King Center in front of the fans. It is just a relief. We're going to break down that game. We're going to have a chat about the close loss to the Nets the night before as well, and just what this means going forward, and what we can have a chat about. We'll also mention how the squadron went this weekend towards the end of the show, and we might as well get into it. Before we do that, of course, we will thank the sponsors, mybookie.ag. Use the code HOOPBALL when you sign up and get yourself a deposit match, 100%. And, of course, they have their special bonus futures and different types of betting over there that you can go and have a bit of fun with. Of course, gamble responsibly. Don't chase your losses and all that sort of carry on. No point doing that. And manscaped.com, use the code HOOPBALL20 and get yourself 20% off and free shipping because we love a discount. Remember, when we're coming up to Christmas and you need something for your significant other, for your father, for your mother, whoever you want, there's stuff over there for everyone. Go and have a look and, treat yourself. And use the code HOOPBALL and let them know that HOOPBALL gave you a discount as we appreciate it. Okay. So, where to start? I suppose we might as well start with the Nets game. We'll go back and we'll just do a quick recap of that because obviously we want to break down the huge victory. The Pels fell on Friday night 112-120 against a Brooklyn Nets team that was fully stacked. There was no Brandon Ingram and we fell to 1-12, which shout out to Cash Money Pelicans on Twitter for calling it the Mega Bowl. I did chuckle at that. If you've seen Semi-Pro, well, you'll know all about the Mega Bowl and why that's hilarious. But anyway, the Pels came out and played their absolute hearts out. Honestly, we in the end, they fell short because James Harden dropped 39 points and 12 assists. Kevin Durant had 27, 7 and 8. Joe Harris had 24 points. And we just couldn't match the scoring. It was a real team effort. Everyone, all the starters, being Josh Hart, Garrett Temple, Devontae Graham, JV, and Nikhil, all scored in double figures. And as well as Herb Jones off the bench, who had the big task of guarding either Harden or Durant all night, and he did really, really well in his 22 minutes. Jax as well, and Trey Murphy off the bench. They were fantastic. Satoransky probably played his best game for the team, because he was aggressive. He had 6 assists on the night. He only had 2 points, but at least he was looking to score a little bit more, and he looked a bit more lively. Garrett Temple was huge. He had 17 points and kept hitting shots when we needed him. 4 3-pointers. He's looking more and more comfortable every game, and really impressive how they battled. Unfortunately, couldn't get the job done despite a big double-double for Jonas with 20 points and 12 rebounds. We tried. We really did. But fell short against a side that is going to go very deep into the playoffs this year. And, they dragged it back within one with a couple of minutes to go. And then Kevin Durant just said, I'm going to finish this off now. What are you meant to do? You know, there was 3 guys that scored over 20. And obviously Harden scored nearly 40. But no one else for the Nets actually did much at all. No one else scored in double figures, in fact. So, you know, you can't guard everyone. Unfortunately, the guys that we couldn't guard were the 2 guys that are just next level. And Joe Harris found his rhythm early. There wasn't much you could really do about it besides try to limit him. Overall, we had 26 assists. Reboundings, we belted him, which we love to see. Steals were not too bad, pretty close. Blocks were even. Turnovers, we only had 15. Against a side like that, you're pretty happy with. And we only gave up 10 points off turnovers. Whereas they had, they got 26 and we only got 10. So, that was the big issue, is that they turned 26 points off 15 turnovers and, we only managed 10 off 12, which makes it very difficult. It was a tricky one. The guys played all right. Quarter by quarter, quickly. Quarter one, Brooklyn had 33-25. And we were following them the whole night. We beat them in the second quarter, 34-33. Came out the second half, and it was a hard-fought battle, honestly. It was the last quarter we won, and we just fell short by 8. But a real energy booster. I think the guys knew that this was going to be a tough one, and they dug in. They really did. You know, we got beaten by isolation ball down the track. You know, James Harden's always going to score. Kevin Durant's probably the best offensive player, arguably, of all time. And, we just couldn't match him with the firepower. One of those games, though, that I think if we had Zion and B.I., it's a completely different game. I absolutely guarantee that we would have been either going to overtime or winning that game, because they didn't look convincing. They really didn't. And they look undersized. You know, LaMarcus Aldridge and Blake Griffin are sort of their big guys, especially with Nick Claxton out. It was a game where we could have won. They were just it was just better talent on the court. And I can't be disappointed with how the guys battled in that, because it was a real testament to them having a crack. They played freely, they played loose, they passed the ball, they hit shots when they needed to, they just ran out of legs and couldn't keep up with some top 75 players of all time. So two of them, which makes it very difficult. All right, so we talked about the loss. The energy that came out of that, I reckon, kickstarted us in this game against the Memphis Grizzlies. Second night of a back-to-back. Still at the Smoothie King Center. It was game on. Brandon Ingram returned. One of your all-stars is pulling the boots back on, and you're sitting there going, we might be all right here. We might be all right. And we were. Leading from the start of the game, 35 points in the first quarter, just went ballistic to holding them to 22, and we never looked back. Honestly, you jump out, at some point we got to about 20 points out in front, and 20 points out in front, and they just kept trying to drag it back, and every time they did, we responded. And what a testament it was to those guys. It wasn't just that B.I. came back and dropped 50 points, because no, he only had 19. He didn't even play 30 minutes. But what it allowed the team to do was shift people back into the roles that they're more used to and more effective in. People didn't have to try to be, like Nikhil, for example, he didn't have to be the alpha scorer. He didn't have to create for everyone. Devontae didn't have to keep going time and time again trying to score. Jonas wasn't getting double teamed as hard. You know, Nikhil wasn't copying the best defender. The list just went down. Brandon attracted Dylan Brooks, so Dylan Brooks was busy with him. So all of a sudden, Nikhil starts scoring. Garrett Temple moves back into a role where he just catches the ball and shoots it. Josh Hart became more of a creator, had 11 assists on the night. The list goes on. Herb Jones, 17 points off the bench. And he was huge. He was absolutely huge, guarding Ja Morant, who he kept to 22 and 9. And we've seen Ja go for 40 this year. He's been absolutely ballistic. Trey Murphy hitting open threes in the corner. He hasn't had any open threes since Brandon wasn't there. There was space there. He's allowed everyone to improve. Jackson Hayes had a good game. Satoransky followed up a pretty good showing last night with another one today. I'm so proud of the guys. And it was honestly watching it and you're sitting there going, what a relief. What an absolute relief that these guys have managed to pull this together. And all credit to Willie for getting the guys up and about for a game against these guys. Brandon for leading from the front. Josh Hart from leading from the front. You know, these guys, are meant to play a certain role. You know, Garrett Temple goes back to playing 17 minutes on the night instead of 35, which he had been previously. People move into different roles. You know, Nikhil goes to 25 minutes. Herb Jones plays 29 off the bench. We don't see any Kyra. We don't see any Najee, which is disappointing. But again, maybe it's time to be able to shorten your rotation because you've got the right players in the bench and in the starting lineup. And at different times, obviously, these guys will come in. But Trey Murphy, he's been okay. He's been a bit up and down. Plays 10 minutes, not even, just short of. Has 8 points. Hits 2 3-pointers. Attacks, gets rebounds, and does the right thing. And that's all you can ask. That's all I ask from these guys. And that is the effect of having one of your all-stars back. And I know I've been harping for weeks. It feels like months, but it's only been a couple of weeks since Brandon went down. Wait till we're healthy. And we're still not 100% there. But when you're losing guys like rotational guys, where you've lost Herb, you know, we had Josh Hart out for a game. We had Brandon was out for 9 games. Still haven't had Zion. We don't know how good this team is yet. And I know it's just one game and you have to keep a lid on it. You can't carry on like you're going to win a championship or anything like that. But it bodes well when you can control a game and see the game plan work. You can see what Willie's idea is. This 0.5 offense, the ball moves. We attack and kick and attack and kick. And all of a sudden, guys can be more spot-up shooters. Because Brandon Ingram is taking the best defender. Because there's a gravity that they draw. You know, there was a point where Jackson Hayes got double-teamed. Because he was jumping all over their back and they couldn't even deal with it. Because they were so worried about Brandon Ingram's ability to create and draw players to him that they just had no answer. And it was obvious. The whole game, they just had no answer. Just so proud of the guys. Really proud of the guys. Knowing that the adversity that they've gone through, and, you know, as fans, we sit here and we go, oh, geez, we just want them to win. You know, we're so sick of this. You can see the crowd just like, oh, here we go again. All of a sudden, it's electric. You could see it on TV watching the Smoothie King Center. It was bopping. Everyone was up and about. It was great. I mean, they even had the weird sword-swallowing woman in the middle, and people were still clapping. You know, that was some of the bizarre stuff I've ever seen. But just fantastic energy. And, you know, success breeds success. You take that confidence from this game, knowing that you can win. Because for a while, you think there and you go, we're never going to win. We can't do this. How are we going to beat these sides? And it's so easy to drop your head. In the NBA, you can't because the games are so close together. You know, you get a night off and all of a sudden we're off playing another team in a couple of days. And I mean, that's Washington Wizards and that's over there. So we're off to DC. You know, you just don't have time to celebrate. And I know Willie said that in the post game. He says you party till midnight and then it's back into it. You know, that's all they're afforded. And, you know, that's the NBA grind, I guess. But what a fantastic win. 2-12 now on the season. And I suppose the clawback begins. We need to win some more games. And if Zion comes back before Christmas, I'd be worried if I'm coming up against the Pelicans in the play-in. I would absolutely be worried. We jump over Houston with that win in the standings. And, you know, while that doesn't mean much, still a long way to go. You're not too far off getting into that 10th spot. You know, it was never the plan. We wanted to be making 6th seed at times. Yeah, we go to the standings at the moment. And you're 2 games behind Sass at the moment. 3 games actually behind the Spurs. 3 games behind Minnesota. And that gets you to 12th. We're only 4 games behind Sacramento. That gets you to 11th. To get you to OKC, who are 5-6, you're only 4.5 games behind them. It's not many. Not many when you've got an 82-game season. And you just got to get the 10th. You know, you get higher. You know, you're still 7 games behind. You're 10 games behind Golden State. That's probably a little bit too far to get to the top. But there's opportunity there. And anyone that's writing this team off, I just think it's too early. I think it is too early still. I think you're just over 10%. Say we're 12% into the season. It's not time to write this team off yet because there is so much potential there. And I might just be too hard on the hype train and we go out and get smashed by the Washington Wizards next in a couple of days and, I'll be back here going, this is ridiculous, sack everyone, but just so proud of the guys. And you can see the relief. Now, we'll go to the team stats because I've had my little soapbox moment where I talk too much. 38 of 79, 48% from the field. 14 of 29 from three-point range, 48%. We lit them up. 88% from free throws. We had 25 attempts on the night, which is some of the most that I've seen for a while in some of these games. 29 assists. That was 29 assists on 38 made buckets. 0.5 offense. We're moving it. Rebounds we won. Steals only, well, we had 5 blocks. We had 6 turnovers, only 13 on the night. And points off turnovers, we managed to get 14 off their 9. They only got 6. So all that means is that our turnovers weren't live ball. And when they were, we hustled back and we saw that. There were some times where we ran all the way back and made sure that we got in front of them or we fouled or we managed to, hold them up. And that's critical. Or the ball goes out of bounds. And then all of a sudden you're back and you're set up anyway. And we locked in on defense. Herb Jones played a stellar game. You know, he was 3 of 4 from 3. His work with Fred Vincent is obviously paying off. Willie credited him in the post game saying that him and Kyra are the two guys that are always there first. And then they're working on that shot. And you can see it every time there's a post training media availability. Herb's in the back working with Vincent, Fred, just hitting shots, just working on it. And it's coming together. And that confidence that he has. He's coming together nicely. Herb Jones is going to be something special because his work ethic is something special. And when you've got a guy that's played in the league and knows what it takes and has the confidence in a rookie who's played, 8 games to play 30 minutes, he was 4th highest in minutes on the night. By 5 seconds he played 5 seconds less than Brandon Ingram. So, essentially was a starter. It's just awesome. It's great to see. And the trust that he has in his players, Willie, that is something that I don't think we ever had with any of these previous coaches. I think we were so set on telling them how to play and this is how you need to play and you need to do this and you need to do that. Instead of just putting trust in the players and connecting with the players and asking what they want to do, it breeds success because you get that buy-in and you can see the buy-in. Josh Hart, 11 assists. He was passing everything. I thought he honestly dominated this game. I thought he'd dropped 30 himself, well, maybe not, but, I thought he was just in everything. And to see that he only actually took 5 shots in the whole night, that's pretty impressive that he managed just to pull 11 assists out. He was just great. He really was. And his post-game was fantastic as well. He came out with some little Skittle-looking things. I don't know what those lollies are called, but they look nice. And just the change in mentality from a win to a loss. It's like the monkey's off your back. And you can now look forward. And like Willie said a few games ago, he said, the first 10's in the bank. Now we need to look at the second 10. We need to string a couple of wins together. That's what we need to do. And when you've got your all-star back, all of a sudden, things start working. It comes together. It'll be all right. So we take Washington on in a couple of days. Looking forward to seeing us play really hard against them again. That game is on Monday night, so Tuesday morning for me. Looking forward to seeing them take them on. The Wizards are 9-3. They've been very good with their revamped roster of Kyle Kuzma, Spencer Dinwiddie, and Bradley Beal. They've been really good, impressively so. But they are playing in the Eastern Conference, so you never know. I don't know what their schedule's been like before, but they beat Orlando last game. So, you know, that's it's always a little bonus when you get to play them, who don't really have many good players besides Cole Anthony at the moment, who's playing good basketball. But anyway, I digress. So we've got to take them on. We've got to bring the same mentality. There's got to be that buy-in. 0.5, run through your offense, pass and move, hit your shots, and back yourselves in. You know, I love to see the energy off the bench. Even the guys that didn't play, like Jose Alvarado is like something, the best teammate you ever have. And Big Billy was there, and Jackson come off and he gave him Jackson a big cuddle. And you love to see it. These guys are all so invested in this team. And I'm looking forward to seeing that translate onto the court. So it should be all right. Hopefully we can take these Wizards on. And that would be a big scalp to get hold of. You know, if we can get hold of the Wizards and beat them, you know, it bodes well, because then we've got to go and take the Heat on, who are 8-5. So the next couple of games are not going to be easy. They're absolutely not going to be easy. And you really need to win one of these. And we've got to go back to the Smoothie King Center and we take the Clippers on. So it's going to be tough. Back-to-back with the Pacers thereafter. So that's just this week. Another four games. It's going to be tough. So if we can steal one of these or a couple, string a few together, we'll be all right. If not, well, we rebound and continue trying to dig in. But they've got to play with intensity. That's the main thing. Play with intensity, play the system, and pass the ball. And hopefully Brandon Ingram's leg is all right. His hip has pulled up all right. That's what he said post-game. He didn't feel any of it, so it was good. He said, I'll see how it feels tomorrow. But again, it's not going into a back-to-back. He's going to have a day off to rest, and so hopefully that will be fine. And we just track towards getting healthy. And Zion can, hopefully his scans come back good and he starts doing a bit of contact work, and then we're flying. We'll see what happens. It'll be all right. Now, before I wrap up, obviously wanted to talk about our good mates at the Birmingham Squadron. They played the Texas Legends two games over the weekend. Unfortunately, fell in both games. I only managed to watch the condensed version. I couldn't see the YouTube that showed me what happened with the full game. But we have Didi Lazada was assigned down there, so he was pretty solid. The first game was Birmingham and Texas. At Texas, we lost 108-100. And big games in that. We had some quality contributions across the board. Didi finished with few points, 17 points. Malcolm Hill had 15. Zion Cheatham with 12. Joe Young had a good game with 20 points. Harper only 15 in this one, but still solid. And a few other contributions from a few other guys. But, you know, 5 assists from Harper as well, 4 from Joe Young. And that's what you want from your starting backcourt. It was pretty solid. Good percentage for Joe Young, 50%. Harper struggled, so did Didi. You know, that was the game. We charged back in that third quarter, but fell short, unfortunately. The next game, we fell again. This was a bit more convincing, 117-102. It's a tough one. We haven't even played a home game yet, so hopefully that changes. Lazada only had 11, Hill 13, Cheatham had 15 again. He was solid. Harper 14. Petty had 11, and James Banks III had 10. Joe Young struggled with only 5 points. He was pretty average with 2 of 8 shooting. Didi had 3 of 12, 5 of 14 from Zion Cheatham. John Petty was 4 of 12. You know, the percentages were just absolutely horrific. And unfortunately, we dropped a couple, so that makes the Squadron 2-2 on the year. I'm going to keep giving updates on them because I'm quite interested in our little G League team, and I think they're good. I enjoy watching them, actually. There's some good players in there. We got beaten by a side that had Moses Brown assigned down there, Josh Green as well, the Aussie, both Dallas Mavericks players that have been assigned down to the G League, and they were great. They both played really well. Moses is just a big unit who really long, really athletic, and he put on a clinic. So not much you can do there. But anyway, I think I'm going to leave it at that. Look forward to having a chat to you after the Wizards game. We're going to try to line up some guests and we'll get another A couple of interviews coming up, no doubt, in the near future. And so look out for those. And if you would like, if you could go and give us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts, I don't ask for much, but if you don't mind going and doing that, it'd be fantastic. 5-star review if you can. That'll continue to help us grow. And I can see the listenership's up, and I appreciate everyone that's been jumping on and looking after us. But yeah, we're going to keep going from strength to strength. And no doubt, hopefully the Pels will as well. Maybe they'll mirror us. But anyway, as always, this is the Hoop Ball Pelicans podcast. I am Lyle Swithenbank. You can follow me at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter. At HoopBallPels is the show. Look after yourselves. And bye for now.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.